everybody. Matthew Larry here. I want to take a second to welcome you to Monday's edition of our Faith for Life broadcast. Now, all this week on the broadcast, we're going to be doing a series of teachings entitled Blessed to Be a Blessing. And friend, we see this pattern all throughout Scripture, starting in Genesis chapter 1, that it is God's plan and desire to bless His people so that they can be a great blessing. You know, right there in Genesis chapter 1, verse 28, it said this, God blessed them and said unto them, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, and subdue it. Now, this was the first thing God did after He created man, was He blessed him, and then He said, go be a blessing. Be fruitful, multiply, and replenish the earth. And so you can see God's original plan for mankind was to be blessed and then go be a blessing. We see it again in Genesis chapter 9, verse 1, when it said, God blessed Noah and his sons and said unto them, be fruitful, multiply, and replenish the earth. And so you see that pattern again, blessed to be a blessing. And then in Genesis chapter 12, it brings it out even more clearly in God talking to Abraham. He said this, I will make of you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. Come on, friends, say it with me as you're watching the broadcast today. I am blessed to be a blessing. I want to say it with me again. I am blessed to be a blessing. And then we see Jesus do this right before He leaves the earth for the final time. In Luke chapter 24, verse 51, it says, it came to pass, while Jesus blessed them, He was parted from them and carried up into heaven. It was the last thing He did before He left. He blessed His disciples. He blessed His followers. And why did He bless them? Well, Matthew 28, 20 says, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Ghost. In Mark 16, 15, He said, go into all the world, preach the gospel to every creature. You'll cast out devils, you'll lay hands on the sick, and they'll recover. What's He telling them? He's blessing them. And then He says, go be a blessing. Go lay hands on the sick. Go cast out devils. Go teach. Go preach. What is He doing? You see the pattern again. He's blessing them to go be a blessing. And then you see it in the New Testament in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 8. It says this, God is able to make all grace abound towards you. Well, that is God blessing you. And then it goes on to say, so that you always having all sufficiency in all things may abound to every good work. Well, that's you being a blessing. Come on, friends, say it with me again. I am blessed to be a blessing. Say it one more time. I'm blessed to be a blessing. And this was God's plan from the beginning. This was God's plan in the Old Testament. This is God's plan in the New Testament. And it's still God's plan today. He wants to bless His people so that they can be a blessing. Friend, you and I, as believers, we are called to be a blessing. You know, in Matthew 5, verse 13, it says this, you are the salt of the earth. Come on, friend, you're called to be a blessing. In verse 14, it said, you are the light of the world. You and I are supposed to be a blessing in the earth. You know, in Galatians chapter 6, verse 2, it says, bear ye one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. That's talking about being a blessing to someone, bearing their burdens. You know, in 2 Corinthians 1, 4, it says this, the God of all comfort, who comforts us in our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted. And so you can see that pattern again, blessed to be a blessing. God's going to comfort you and encourage you and strengthen you. Why? So that you can go comfort and encourage and strengthen others. Come on, friend, you are called to be a blessing. And then we see it one more time in Acts chapter 20, verse 35. It says this, I've showed you all things, how that so laboring you ought to support the weak. That is being a blessing to the weak. And to remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how he said, it's more blessed to give than to receive. You can see it, friend, that you and I, we're called to be a blessing. We're called to be the light of the world, the salt in the earth. We're called to bear one another's burdens. We're called to comfort people. Come on, we're called to support the weak. You and I are called to be a blessing. Romans 15:1 says this, when we then that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak and not to please ourselves. Let everyone please his neighbor for his good to edification, for even Christ pleased not himself. And so you can see there again, when we're strong, we're supposed to bear the infirmities of the weak. And it's telling us that this is how Jesus operated. He was a blessing. And friend, you're never acting more like Jesus than when you're being a blessing to someone else. I need to say that to you again. You're never acting more like Jesus than when you're being a blessing to someone else. What did that verse said? It said the strong should bear the infirmities of weak, not to please ourselves. Let everyone please his neighbor for his good to edification, for even Christ pleased not himself. And so when you are bearing the infirmities of the weak and blessing your neighbor, you are acting like the master. You know, friend, you and I are created in God's image after his likeness. Well, God was a blesser. And Jesus was a blesser. And so it's in our spiritual DNA to be a blessing. And there is no more fulfilling thing in this life than to know God's used you to bless someone else. I need to say that to you again. There's no more fulfilling thing in this life than to know God's used you to be a blessing to someone else. And so, friend, I want to encourage you to start to renew your mind this week on the broadcast. And one thing I want to encourage you to do is be thinking all the time, everywhere you go, how you can be a blessing. We need to be asking ourselves that question all the time. How can I be a blessing? And be thinking about that all the time, everywhere you go. Come on, you go into a restaurant and you ask yourself, how can I be a blessing to the waitress? How can I be a blessing to the owner of this restaurant? How can I be a blessing to the busboy or the buswoman or girl, whatever, that comes to take my dishes off the table? You know, after you get done eating your meal, you can stack all your plates up nicely. You can wipe the table down with the napkin. What are you doing? You're being a blessing. You know, you can give that waiter or waitress a nice tip independent of their service to be a blessing. And you know, you go to church and you think to yourself, how can I be a blessing? How can I bless my fellow church members? How can I be a blessing to my church leadership? Come on, friend, you go into your job, you go into your office. How can I bless my employer today? You come home, how can I be a blessing to my spouse today? How can I be a blessing to my children today? Friend, this is what you and I were created to do. This is who we're created to be. We're created to be a blessing. God blesses us to be a blessing. And friend, when you're thinking about that all the time, how you can bless somebody else, how you can be a blessing to somebody else, it is going to lead to God greatly blessing you more and more and more in your life. Come on, say it with me one more time as we're closing the broadcast. I am blessed to be a blessing. It's good news, isn't it? Now, as we're closing today's broadcast, I want to remind you of these three things. Number one, there is a pattern all throughout Scripture that shows us that God wants to bless his people so that they can be a blessing. Number two, as believers, you and I are called to be a blessing. It is in our spiritual DNA to be a blessing. And number three, you need to be asking yourself all the time, everywhere you go, how can I be a blessing? Let's pray. Father, Lord, it's our heart's desire to be a blessing. We know that you've blessed us to be a blessing. And Lord, we're asking you to give us wisdom and direction and show us how we can be a blessing everywhere we go. And Father, we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Friend, thank you so much for watching today's broadcast. Hey, don't forget to come back tomorrow for Tuesday's edition of our Faith for Life broadcast. And we're going to continue this series of teachings entitled Blessed to Be a Blessing. We'll see you then.